To order. Today is November the 16th, 2020. My name is Jesse Dow, Chairman of the Duplin County Commissioners. I would like to welcome all of you here. And thank you for coming. Ms. Lassen, if you would be so gracious as to give us the invocation, and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Wise and wonderful Heavenly Father, on this night we are here to hear and hope to resolve the problems of our citizens here in Duplin County. I just want to thank you, Lord, for being able to get me out here tonight and for all my fellow commissioners to hear the woes of this county. We ask all of that in your name, and continue good health. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. One thing that I need to stress to the citizens of Duplin County is that we need to continue to practice the three W's. Okay, you need to wash your hands, keep your distance, and what's the other one?
Wait.
Right now, there's about 11.
Distance and wear a mask.
That's right.
Yeah. There's 11 million cases in the United States right now, and North Carolina has 10.5 million people in the state. And I think we have to do our part to mitigate this virus. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because I can talk about that all day, but. Hopefully, everybody will do their part. Let's move along with our agenda. Does anybody have anything to add to the consent agenda?
I do not.
Mr. Brinson?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would like to add DSS Director Susan Thigpen to the agenda. She's already on for two items. I'd like to add her for a third item, which will be the acceptance of some CARES Act funding for the Department of Social Services. Also, due to a family medical issue, Soil and Water Director Angie Quinn will not be able to be with us tonight. I'll be standing in for her. I would also like to inform the board of the passing of Mark Vinson. Mark was a resident of Kenansville, retired juvenile court counselor, longtime member of the Kenansville Town Board, and also a current member of the Duplin County Libraries Board of Trustees. He passed away yesterday.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, can I get a
motion to approve the consent agenda?
Second. I've got a motion and second to approve the consent agenda. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Okay, motion carries. Do we have anybody up for public comments? If you would see.
Mr. Chairman, we have one individual, Lydia West Moody.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will entertain public comments from the citizens of Duplin County. I don't know who's, I think it's that one right there. Maybe it's mine, I'm not sure. Okay. Okay. Ms. Lydia West Moody, would you please come in for public comments? Okay, ma'am, if you would, state your name and the reason that you're here, and please limit your comments.
This couple here, this young lady, I've talked to her several times, and her issue is everywhere that she goes within the county to get help, she has not received any. Their issue is that they had had this company to bring them a house, right? And they marked everything for them, and the people put the house where they wanted it, and since then they've been getting the runaround. And she said everywhere she go, I even sent her to the courthouse to take out a small claims court. She went there, and they didn't do anything for her. So what are we going to do?
Okay, can you explain it a little bit? I mean, your words, ma'am.
Okay. Donnie is the head of the custom-built home. And he called and said that he was going to put the foundation down, and he said 100 feet from the road. I told him no, we had already, we've been in and out of Kingdomville, they give us the markers and everything as where to set the, we wanted the home set. Okay, so Donnie decided that he's gonna do it his way. And he told me if I didn't pay him, he was gonna take the house, he was gonna take my property. So it's not finished. He's still working on it, and he just—I'm at a standstill. I don't know what to do with him.
Okay, is this a home that you purchased yourself?
Yes.
I guess you need to get hired an attorney.
What type of small claim action did you take out? Do you know them?
We're looking for a lawyer to have them all queued up is what they promised her. All we want is the house that they promised her. When they put the foundation out, then they turn around and they had to move the foundation. So they want to charge up for the foundation for putting something where we did not put the flags at.
Can I give you this, please?
If it's not something that's dealing with
the county issue,
a county issue, I don't think it's something that we can probably assist you with, ma'am. You may want to talk to an attorney who deals with contracts. Do you have a written agreement with this builder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You may want to contact an attorney who does that here locally and see if they can assist you with that. But you're dealing with potentially I don't even know if I need to keep on talking, but you might want to, it's not something that's a public matter that I can hear from what I'm hearing. I don't think it's something that we're a public board. I'm not sure that we can provide you any help.
Okay, all we need is the help. We can't find a lawyer. Everybody know that is something that we were sent to. We were sent to the one that did do this kind of work, Matthew Stokes. And he said that he's not taking on any new cases.
That's
a strategy. He turned us on to Mr. Joey Israel, and they never answered us.
Okay.
He's trying to find someone to do the case. And so, you know, that's why I told him, I said, come in here. Really, that's a waste of time.
Let me hold this and get on. The real problem is he put the foundation down. I need a ramp to get in and out of the house. He built he put the foundation up against two large trees about 5 or 6 feet from two large trees. And When we spoke to Mr. Garza, the one that measured it off, he says he had lined it up with the other houses in the neighborhood, which wouldn't do me any good because the trees is in front of my house. I don't know what's in front of other people's house. So that's why I wanted to show you the problem. So he came back. Mr. Garza said he didn't do what I asked. So he said he himself would move the foundation back. The one that's selling the house, he says if he moved it, I had to pay half the foundation. Yes.
Okay, ma'am, I had to interrupt you, but what you explained to us is a civil matter, and it's something that we don't get involved in. We can't even recommend an attorney to you.
Okay.
So the best thing I can tell you to do is just, you have to keep searching for an attorney to help you, because like I said, it's a civil issue. And it's not something that we can help you with, okay, with this board.
Thank you for your time.
All right, well, thank you. Sorry for your time. All right. So we move on. Miss Susan Thigpen, please come on in. That's Rick, wasn't it?
She's coming.
Hello, Mrs. Thigpen.
Hello.
And ladies.
How's Jesse?
Doing just fine. Good to see you this evening.
Good to see you. Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. The first thing tonight, and most important thing, at least for me, is giving Brenda long overdue retirement plaque.
Okay, Brenda, you can come up and let them stand where you are.
Okay.
If you want them to come in, just let them stand over there. That way, if they want to be in the room, you can just stand right there.
Okay.
All right.
And Brenda started at Social Services in 93 and retired in February of this year. There's very few people that I know that I've seen in all my years at Social Services that bring the amount of passion that Brenda has brought to the job. Brenda started out working in foster care, working diligently and passionately, as I said, to get children placed back home whenever possible and in permanent places when that wasn't an option. The last several years, Brenda really spearheaded our foster parent program, was responsible for numerous adoptions, getting children placed in permanent homes so they weren't lingering in foster care. And just as importantly, working with our teenagers in our LINCS program and helping these teenagers to transition successfully from foster care into adulthood. It truly was a loss for us when Brenda left us. So I wanted to take just a moment to let you know how much we appreciate you, and you will always be missed, Brenda.
Thank you so much.
So first I have for her plaque for a Duplin County retiree presented to Brenda M. Whitehead, Social Services, and appreciation for your commitment, devotion, and service to the citizens of Duplin County, August 2nd, 1983, until February 28th of 2020. And then secondly, I have for you from the state of North Carolina, Governor Roy Cooper, for dedication and service beyond expectation and excellence to the great state of North Carolina, on behalf of the citizens of this state, I bestow upon Brenda M. Whitehead the Old North State Award. Working together, we can make North Carolina the place of unlimited opportunity, a place where anyone who studies hard, works hard, and lives a life with high values can fulfill and even exceed their potential.
Just
that I miss her so much, and I truly do appreciate her dedication and loyalty to the foster care department. She was not only a big support to the team, but also to me, and I love you and miss you.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay.
Brenda, yes. Say what you have to say.
Thank you so much for allowing me to say something. I was hoping, I knew Jesse was not going to do it. Thank you so much for allowing me to say it. I'm going to take this mask down for just 1 second. I don't have the virus. You know, this is wonderful. It is so wonderful when you could be recognized for the service that you have given to the county. And I think Susan and I really think Rita, who was my last supervisor. I could not have asked for a better supervisor than Sarita, and I appreciate her so much. But thank you all very much for my clients. I do very much appreciate it. It's always good, like I said, to be recognized for the service that you have done, and I appreciate that so very, very much. Thank you.
Okay. What are you going to be doing now? I need it for the nursing home.
Okay, please do.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. I'm looking for the future.
Okay. On behalf of the Duplin County, we really appreciate what you have done in your years of service for the county. I know that you were an asset. I've always heard good things about you.
Thank you.
So you can give yourself a pat on the back for your service. And Ms. Lassen, I think she wants to be involved with DSS in some form or fashion. Is that right?
Say what?
I said you wanted to be involved with social services in some way.
Yeah, and we have a situation that's covered or something about the nursing home facility. And it the way it's taken care of in our people, and on set, people of color have a problem taking care. And that I'm giving up this seat to get out there and make sure that it's taken care of.
Well, we appreciate it.
Okay.
Is there any way that I can take a picture with you, Susan, you giving her the plaques, and with her supervisors and everybody?
You need them,
right?
If she could come down, that would be great. Okay. Yeah.
She took a picture like this. You need to take them like that when you put them in the paper. I'm going to try to get it in the newspaper if we can get it.
So, your phone, Mr.
Dowd? Yeah, I just do it right here. Okay. If you stand there, I think my...
Okay, thanks, Dowd.
Read it?
Just stand right there and face me if you would. Thank you.
Tell. You need to say it with a mask down.
I appreciate it.
My face can really show.
Well, these times right here, you need to keep it on. I appreciate it. But thank you so much.
Thank you all for calling me.
I will.
Okay, Susan, you have some other business?
Okay, I have two other items.
Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. The two other items that I had for tonight, the first thing was getting permission from the commissioners for Davis Brinson and I to sign, have signatory authority to sign our 21-22 Memorandum of Understanding. You may recall we've been doing this for a few years now with DHHS. We did not actually enter into one in July this year because of COVID. So they have altered this next one that we have to enter into, and it will cover from January the 1st of 2021 until June the 30th of 2022. There are 16 measures, and in years past, there have not been issues with us coming close to the risk of financial penalty. The first step, if we were to do that, would be that we would first enter into a corrective action plan with the state. And only after we had not addressed it, there is that risk of a financial penalty. But we have done very well in all of those measures in years past. So I have no reason to believe that we would not continue to do that.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, I need
it. So moved.
Second.
I've got a motion and second to approve the 2021 Memorandum of Understanding between Dubuque County and the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services and authorize the County Manager and Social Services Director to sign same. Any discussion? If not, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The motion carries. Mm-hmm. We'll go ahead with the next one, ma'am.
And final thing was requesting approval for Social Services to accept $56,630 of COVID CARES Act funds that have been provided to Social Services specifically for Child Welfare Services and Adult Protective Services.
So moved.
Second.
Child Welfare and what was that one?
Adult Protective Services.
Okay. I've got a motion second to authorize Ms. D. Penn to accept the CARES money, $56,630 for the Child Welfare and Adult Services. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
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 Those against say nay. Okay, motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. You have a good evening. Okay. Mr. Frankie Herring, please come in.
Hey, Lieutenant.
No, sir.
Can I go? Yeah, just tell them we were going to do it and what we're going to do.
Okay. So I think we have a plaque here for Mr. Tom Reeves. As you well know, he's sick and had to retire in February. He's feeling a little under the weather. I talked to him on Friday, and he's had to go through some more extensive treatments, and he was not feeling like it. So they have asked me to accept that on his behalf, and I think me and Davis is going to present it to him and check to him when he's coming to look back.
Okay.
Please give him my regards.
That's what I'm doing.
Right.
I know you appreciate it.
And do the same thing for the rest of us and just tell him that we appreciate his service to the county for the years that he's given us.
Yep.
And we appreciate everything that he has done. He started our IT, and he built it up, and you've taken the helm, and now you're taking further steps with it. So thank you.
And I know he'll appreciate that. I just know he's really saddened by it, a little depressed, and I hate that it had to end that way, in his retirement. But I know he's going to move forward. He's a strong guy. So.
Yeah.
That being said, I think I have a. Actually, I've had a position left open because of Tom's retirement. I have took over his position. I moved two others into the position that I had, and that left open a position that we've had to fill. We got Mike in here. Now I'll add two more from DSS. That's going to come under the umbrella of the IT department.
Right.
That being said, I got a guy, Tremaine, who's going to be supervising those two guys over our DSS department, which increases his duties of being a supervisor for two technicians, manage a legacy system, maintaining backups and historical data, pulling historical data from the system and maintaining the new executive entry system and addressing any issues. He'll also be maintaining the Munis employee self-service portal. That's his extra duties that he will take on. We would like to respectfully ask the board to approve the reclassification and award the employee a 3% salary, which will increase with his additional responsibilities. Currently, the employee is at a grade 71, earning $39,819, and with a 3% salary increase, it would be an additional $1,194.57, or $41,013.57 annually. My budget impact for the fiscal year, I have funds available. The IT has left salary between Tom's position and my position, and there shouldn't be any lapse or any other salaries because of that increase.
Okay, if I can get a motion.
So,
go ahead. Got a motion, that I have a second.
I'll second.
Okay, the motion and second is to approve to reclassify the application programmer computer system technician administrator within the IT department and award a 3% salary increase, earning $41,013.57 annually. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate what all you have done.
I thank you guys for letting y'all guys stand behind us in the support.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Melissa Brown, please come in. She's got one item. Nobody cares that.
Yeah, she's not coming in.
Yeah, I saw her sitting out there. Good evening, ma'am.
Hey. I'm asking the board to accept the federal care funds for the Asian department and the budget amendment associated with the allocation of funds in the amount of $149,472. That would be broke down into three categories. The Title 3B is supportive services, which is our housing home improvement and our in-home aid. The Title 3C is our big one, the nutrition services, congregate and home-delivered meals. Our Title 3E is the Family Caregiver Support Program. And the time frame for these funds is March 20th, 2020 to September 30th, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
All right, I've got a motion and second to approve to accept the CARES Act funds for services for the aged in the amount of $149,472. And authorize Ms. Melissa Brown to sign the service agreement and approve the necessary budget amendment. Is that correct?
All right.
Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Good. Thank you so much, ma'am. All right. Next is Mr. Gary Rose.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Good evening, sir.
I have a gentleman that's placed bids on two surplus properties. The first property is located on Shine Road in Faison. This parcel 02E114. He submitted a bid of $1,000. The county acquired the property back in 2006 for $4,466. And I had asked if y'all accept this bid, and we'll advertise it for upset bids, and then I'll bring all that back to you.
So moved.
Second.
Well, I've got a motion and second to accept the submitted bid from Jerry Simmons and proceed with the sale of surplus property, parcel number 02-E114, pursuant to the negotiated offer, advertisement, and upset bids process set forth in North Carolina General Statutes 168-269. Any discussion? Those against said yay.
Can you repeat the question, please?
And those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Yay. Motion carried. Thank you. Go ahead with the next one.
I have another parcel. It's a 3-acre tract located just on the edge of Mount Olive. The same gentleman put a bid on this property for $1,000. The county acquired the property back in 2018 for $8,379. again ask that y'all accept that bid to be advertised.
Okay,
is it a, is it a wooded area or it's clear?
It's wooded area. It's right there on Oliver Street as it goes into Mount Oliver.
It's right on the county line.
Mm. You know what it is.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and second to accept the submitted bid from Jerry Simmons and proceed with the sale of surplus property parcel number 02-E155 pursuant to the negotiated offer, advertisement, and an upset bids process set forth within the North Carolina General Statutes 168-269. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Thank you very much, sir. Okay, gentlemen, at this time we've come to the end of our agenda and we have a closed session.
Mr. Chairman, may I discuss a matter from the Soil and Water Department?
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Miss Angie Quinn was not able to be here tonight, but she has, through her diligent efforts to keep applying for funds through the State Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, has been awarded another $399,773. The funds will most likely be used to remove debris from Rockfish Creek, and the work can begin this March of 2021 if the board will accept the funds. I would ask that the board accept the funds and budget them for the Soil and Water Department.
So moved. So moved.
All right, I've got a motion and second to for you to accept the additional funds for the stream debris removal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. That was left off of my.
Yes, sir.
I didn't realize I was going by a different one. But anyway, we have a closed session leading
motion to adjourn
until December the 7th, first Monday in December.
So moved.
Second.
I've got a motion and second to adjourn this meeting until Monday, December the 7th, 2020, at 6 o'clock here in this building. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. I will see everybody back here on that date.